Can I start by having you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm Chris Tazelar. I'm the communications manager for Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin.
And could you start by telling me a little bit about your Adopt-A-Cow program?
Our Adopt-A-Dairy-Cow program is really simple. People can go out to givedairy.com, and on that page, you'll actually see six cows, and you can kind of see a little bit of their backstory. They've got a nice, we work with Sassy Cow in this program, so they've got a sassy story that's on the website, and you pick the cow, and then you pick how much you would like to donate in order to adopt the milk production for either a day, a week, or a month. Or you can also give any dollar amount that you want to give. You don't have to use those $3 amounts. But what happens is you make that donation, and then after the donation is complete, you'll receive a confirmation email, and in that email you receive a link that you can download a certificate that will show kind of your adoption certificate for that particular cow. So it's really a neat way for families to get involved. It's a neat way for businesses to kind of come together collectively to try to provide a product that is rarely donated. And it's something that is a neat, fun way to help people who are struggling with hunger.
So how does the donation process work? Like, the cow can only give so much milk, so where does the rest of the money go?
Sure, sure. Well, basically what it is, it ends up being a monetary donation that we at Second Harvest use to purchase milk at a discount from Sassy Cow Creamery. So they give us a nice discount to partner with us. And so it ends up simply being a monetary discount. Now, yes, we actually did we did our research, and we felt that, a day's worth of milk production was worth this value, and a week's was worth this value, and then a month's was worth that third value. So we tried to put a dollar amount to the value of the milk that they're providing, and so that's where the totals actually come from. So it's one of those things where people would like a fun way to try to help the people in our community.
So the cows are kind of the figurehead of the project. So is this something that people can do year round, or is it a certain time of year?
It's absolutely year-round. Obviously in June, because of June Dairy Month, we had a big campaign for it. But givedairy.com is something that is up 365, 24/7, 365. So it's something that people can donate any time of year. Because the reality is, milk is rarely donated. And so it's something that, as you can imagine, how much milk do you drink, do you consume in a given year? Well, the people who are struggling with hunger, they would like to be consuming that same amount of milk, but because it's rarely donated, that means that food pantries and shelters and food banks like Second Harvest, we rarely have that to offer the clients. So when we can get people to support this program, it allows us to buy many, many more gallons of milk than we are normally either donated or normally can afford to purchase.
And how much money did you raise during June Dairy Month, and how much do you raise typically in a year?
June Dairy Month was a fantastic campaign for us. We had it was a combination of not only the donations from the public, but we also had a great relationship with Badgerland Financial, and they actually kind of matched the first 100, what we referred to as the one-day adoptions. So between what the public gave and the matching dollars, we raised over $22,000 in just 1 month. Now, just to provide a little context for that, that's going to allow us to buy over 9,500 gallons of milk from Sassy Cow. So we're really excited about what we did in June. Typically, that's probably triple what we would normally do in a given year. So we had a tremendously wonderful campaign. But the reality is, we're asked for about 2,500 gallons of milk every month. So if you kind of do the math, even that 9,500 gallons of milk that we raised the money for in June, that's going to last about 3.5 months, roughly. Well, there's the other 8.5 months throughout the rest of the year that we also still need to be able to provide milk. So that's why ongoing support of the Adopt a Dairy Cow campaign is so critical.
And what community does this milk go to? Does it go through Second Harvest Food Bank only and its outreach group, or who's receiving it?
We actually, we serve 16 counties here in southwestern Wisconsin. So we go down to the Illinois border and over to the Minnesota border. And the milk that we're able to provide goes out to any of the agencies who we work with, and we work with over 200 agencies in those 16 counties. It's those agencies that especially have the refrigeration at their location in order to handle the milk. Not everybody has refrigeration, so it won't necessarily go out to all of our agencies, but many of our agencies do have refrigeration So they can order the milk, you know, from our online ordering system. So it's going to go help 16 counties right here in southwestern Wisconsin.
Challenges like that where they maybe don't have a refrigerator for the milk, how are you able to maybe counter that so people still get their calcium and their vitamin D? And why is milk actually a food, though uncommon to be donated, so important?
Well, it's so important because of the nutritional value that milk brings to your diet. You know, you talk a little bit about the calcium. You're talking about it's nutrient rich. I think there's 9 other nutrients that come with in milk. So it's a wonderful product for anyone, and especially for those who may be struggling with hunger and their diet may not be as complete in terms of nutritionally complete as you and I were, because we may have enough money to go and purchase kind of things from the grocery store that are full and complete in terms of nutritionally speaking. So it's one of those things where milk is just a wonderful product that provides so many different nutrients that it's really, really wonderful for the people who drink it. So it's exciting for us to be able to provide that milk for them.
How did the Adopt-A-Cow program get started, and where do you hope to see it go in the future?
Yeah, the Adopt-A-Dairy-Cow campaign or program started a year and a half ago, roughly, and it started with a grant that we actually received with the help of the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and then we worked with Dairy Carry at the time to try to say the grant was meant to be more than just buying milk. They wanted something that could be sustainable. They wanted something that could be long-lasting. And so then as we were talking with Dairy Carry and the Milk Marketing Board, and we said, well, what can we do? Let's set up that website. Let's make it fun. So we use some of the funds to set up the website and kind of build that relationship. And so it is something that is sustainable. It is something that can go on, goes beyond just buying X number of gallons of milk with the grant money. Now it's something that we can do campaign after campaign after campaign to keep raising those funds. And so it definitely met what we were looking for. And I think it's something that's super exciting, super fun for people to get involved in.
Is hunger a bigger problem in southern Wisconsin than people realize? Because I know going about our daily lives, we might not necessarily see what's going on outside our front door. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, hunger is not something that we typically all kind of think of. You know, we like to think here in southwestern Wisconsin that, you know, we've got a good life, we've got it made, and we do. But the reality is, here in the 16 counties that we serve, again, just the 16 counties, we meet nearly 1 million requests for help every year. So those are people who are struggling with hunger. Those are people who don't have the full pantries that we may have when we go home. So that's what we're trying to meet every year. And it's you know, what people don't understand is that 1 in 5 kids here in southwestern Wisconsin are considered food insecure. They don't know that 1 in 9 general individuals here in southwestern Wisconsin are considered food insecure. So hunger is right here. It's not just the big cities. It's not someplace else. It's not on another continent. It's right here in southwestern Wisconsin. It's in the small communities. It's in the large communities of southwestern Wisconsin. It's not just someplace else. It's right here.
Are there any other things that you would like to say about the Adopt-A-Cow program or hunger that you would like addressed?
You know, I can't say enough about the Adopt-A-Dairy-Cow campaign and the people who've been involved, Dairy Carry, you know, Badgerland Financial. We had Heartland Credit Union was also involved to help with that. And Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, of course, you know, helped us get the whole thing started. It's just such a wonderful campaign, and it helps us provide things that normally we wouldn't be able to provide. And so we're super excited to have that, and hopefully we can keep that program going.